From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Inflation has been cooling across a broad range of categories, but lagging behind is the price of food, specifically food eaten at home. That is Bureau of Labor Statistics ease for groceries. They are up 3.6% year over year. That is higher than overall inflation. This is all per July's Consumer Price Index. There are lots of causes for more expensive food. Climate change, the war in Ukraine, the protectionist trade policies have all contributed. But a key ingredient is the increasing cost of the labor behind the food. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
Take the American classic, PB&J. It has three main components, peanut butter and jelly, of course, and bread.
None of those are raw commodities coming straight from farmers' fields.
Chris Barrett's a professor of agricultural and development economics at Cornell. He says generally only 15% of the retail price goes to the farmer for the actual peanuts and grapes and wheat. Most goes towards milling and packaging and transporting those things. And wages for people who do many of those jobs have gone up.
And the good news hidden in that higher grocery bill is that the workers all along the way are actually getting paid more than inflation.
Still, those high bills hurt, and consumers of all income levels have adopted strategies that lower them. Terry Griffin's an agricultural economist at Kansas State. He got a large freezer and a smoker and started buying half a cow directly from the farmer.
The first one lasted us about 6 months because we were really excited. So about every weekend we were smoking meat, but we slowed down since then.
Griffin says not only is it less expensive, he thinks the meat's better quality too. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.